This is a podcast where you don't have to be perfect. You can be happy. Make your day count. Encouraging, uplifting, full of joy. You're worth more than you think. This is entirely unconventional, and I'm Lindsay Roberts. I pray for something miraculous to happen to you today. Hi, everybody. I'm Lindsay Roberts, and I'm so glad you joined us on Entirely Unconventional. Thanks for being a part of this podcast, and thank you, Melissa Lee, my co-host, for being a part of this podcast. Glad to have you today, and we hope this is a tremendous blessing to you. Today, we're going to talk about my brand new book called Discover Your True Strength, and Melissa is going to quiz me.
Yes. There are so many good chapters in here, Lindsay. Okay, so we're going to hit on three different chapters. The first one is Strong Women Forgive.
We're going to talk about that. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Strong women know when to move on, and strong women bounce back. How about that? So we're going to forgive.
That's almost like a formula.
It is. It is. And it's a formula for success. Okay. So we're on 149. DiscoverYourTrueStrength.com is where you can get your book. I hope you join along. There are summaries. You will see strength stealers, strength builders in this book. There is a note to self, which makes this one of my favorite books you've written, Lindsay, because it becomes interactive and almost like a journal. And it just seems to get to the heart of where we're at right now.
Yes.
And whatever situation you're going through, whatever season you're in right now, it can be a sunny season. It can be a stormy season. And hey, we know seasons can change, and the weather, just like Oklahoma, the weather can change from one moment to the next. You can be in sunshine or a storm, and then you're just kind of in like this muggy puddle.
Yeah. In fact, that's what happened to our weather outside. We were all just looking at the weather going, should we be aware of this?
It's like, why is it so dark in here now?
So if suddenly you hear thunder, well, sorry. It is what it is.
Let's get on to Strong Women Forgive. One of the quotes you have in here, you said, I see peace and forgiveness as an act that is worked in my heart through prayer and strength in God. Now, we've already learned that the strength in God isn't something we've mustered up on our own, right?
Nope, just something
it's a transformative power. Mm-hmm. We are empowered with the strength by his might. So talk to me about forgiveness, Lindsay, our favorite topic.
No, it's not. She always makes fun of me because it is not. So forgiveness would not have to be forgiveness if there hadn't been an offense.
Exactly.
If there hadn't been a hurt. Mm-hmm. If there hadn't been something that happened that created the need for forgiveness. Mm-hmm. So it's hard for me sometimes to say to people,
just go,
you need to forgive. Praise the Lord. Well, if they need to forgive, it's because something has happened.
Right.
I used to say I would if I could, but I can't, so I shan't. So, you know, I mean, if forgiveness was that easy, we'd all be doing it.
Right.
And it wouldn't have to be so repetitive in the Bible. But the truth is, it's worked in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a quote on the beginning of chapter 12 by Corrie ten Boom. It says, forgiveness is an act of the will, and the will can function regardless of the temperature of the heart.
So even if you're wounded, even if you're hurting, you can choose to forgive.
Yes.
And now that doesn't mean all the hurt goes away.
Or that you approve of it.
All right. You don't condone what was done, but it truly does set us free, doesn't it, Lindsay?
So many people think when I forgive you, it's for you.
Mm-hmm.
When I forgive the other guy, the more I study the Bible, while it's nice to release the other person, that person may or may not change. They have a will of their own. They could change, they could not change. They could be on harming somebody else or doing something evil to the next guy. But the truth be told, the truth of the matter is, when women or men included, when we're faced with a situation where we're required by God to forgive, we're also reminded of what we're forgiving.
That's true.
And sometimes that can be very painful.
It can hurt.
And I'm not approving of the pain. I'm not approving of what someone else did. What I really want to see is, I'm going to be real selfish here. I want to see me set free.
Yeah.
And I want to see you set free, regardless of the, I'm going to say perpetrator. It may not have been something that is violent. It may have been. It may have just been somebody, you know.
A form of betrayal.
Yeah, anything.
You know, in any facet of
your life.
Stolen
your money, stolen your job, you know, turned against you, stabbed you in the back. Stolen your
husband.
Stolen your husband.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it could be anything. Is that painful? Yeah.
Your peace. Yeah.
Yeah, stolen your peace.
Yes.
Are we saying it's okay
we forgive them because it's okay. No, it's not okay. God is not talking to you about acknowledging the act as approval.
Mm-hmm.
What he's trying to do is release you from the pain of what happened.
Lindsay, I'm going to read this, and it might seem a little redundant after what we just said, but it says, this is what you wrote. Mm-hmm. And it says, this chapter was by far the hardest part of this book for me to write. It wasn't a challenge because I don't want to forgive. I always want to forgive.
Yep.
Writing a chapter about forgiveness was hard because I recognize how difficult it can be for a human being to forgive, especially when you've been deeply hurt. So the forgiveness part isn't because of what you're holding. You're thinking, I don't want people to think I'm glib, expecting them to walk on and just forgive. Just, you're going to be fine. Just forgive them. We know this is not what we're talking about, is it?
No, because what that'll do, if you do it that flippantly,
it's like a band-aid.
It is, and it's putting you in a position of you're the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, like, a minute. If I'm the victim, how am I the bad guy?
Right. And you can say as an act, like, Lord, help me.
Yes.
Forgive these people. I know that's your will, and I know that'll set me free.
Yes.
I ask forgiveness for, you know, I forgive them.
Yes.
I forgive them for what they've done to me. They're in your hands. Releasing that into God's hands sets us free.
That's what I think is the key to everything. What we have to really pay close attention to is by letting it go. Mm-hmm. If you had a penny in your hand, you opened your hand, you turned it upside down and dropped it, it's no longer a part of your being.
Mm-hmm.
I think what God wants us to do is release it, let it go, and turn it over to Him so it's no longer a part of the hurt and the emotion, because, you know, we can store that hurt and it can become very detrimental. We can store that emotion. It can become
what we hold on to
becomes
a hindrance, Lindsay.
It can.
Yeah.
And so what I was saying when God did that, when God really asked me one time, can you forgive this person? I said, no. What they did was not to me. It was to one of my kids. And I said,
harder.
No. Yeah, that's harder.
Husband or kids.
Oh, that's mama bear coming out.
And I said, friends. It's like, don't we hold an offense harder for someone else, tighter?
Yes.
Closer to our chest, maybe, for somebody else?
I'll let them go. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's just me. Mm-hmm. No. And so I said to the Lord, no, I can't. And he said, do you believe I can? I said, yes, of course you can. You're God.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, how about if you do it through Christ who strengthens you? That'll give you the strength to do it. And you just hold on for the ride.
Yeah.
And I said, isn't that lip service? And the Lord really spoke back to me in my heart. And he said, yep. Yes. But it's a good place to start.
It is. You've actually, one of your subtitles says, forgiveness is an act of obedience to God. It has a spiritual component.
Yeah.
And that's why it can be done as an act of faith.
Yes.
That's an act of faith. Like we think it's just lip service, but if that's where it starts with our confession,
it's still
and
our
then
faith.
We hear that, right?
Yes.
And it's like, okay, Lord, I release this person.
Isn't
I release
strange?
This person.
I had an episode happen to me. And I really felt like I had every reason to be upset. And you know, in the natural, I really did. But because Jesus said, Father, forgive them, was what happened to me as deep, big, overwhelming as what happened to Jesus when he went to the cross? No.
But he's our example, right?
Yeah. He was a human.
Yeah, that
he was
in
the Son
his
of God,
human
but he
form.
Was also Mary's son, so he was a human.
Forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Yes.
And I mean, they were tormenting.
You
physically.
Know, Melissa, I think if people really knew what they did, you don't know what. Well, I know it hurt you. No, no. If you really knew, if you really knew, you probably wouldn't be doing things like that. So I have to say, Father, forgive them. That maybe they don't even know, even though they may do it purposefully.
Right.
If they knew the Lord, if they knew the word, if they knew the magnitude of the word, they wouldn't want to be doing that.
Well, and I do think people do things flippantly and don't even understand the gravity or the, you know, throwing the pebble into the pond.
Yeah.
You think you're just throwing one rock and then it's
ripple.
The ripple effect that affects every facet of your life or every area of just parts of your soul, if you will, you know?
I did a women's conference a while ago, and the Lord instructed me to get like a I used a bungee cord.
I loved your illustrations. I'm going to say you were the OG women's
conference illustrator. I did.
Decades ago.
I wanted to do a guillotine once.
Oh, no. Everybody said no, right?
Oh, no, I did it. But I had, believe it or not, I had to have a, I was using a dummy, like balloon dummy.
Yeah, you had to have something.
I had to have a police officer. Yes. So because it was technically
we're having a women's conference. Yeah. We want a guillotine. Would you please come, sir?
Would you please come join me? But the truth was what I was trying to, it was really funny too. It was only a balloon. Mm. It was only a balloon. Mm. I do not recommend guillotines to anybody else. Please, anyone listening to the sound of my voice, don't do it. I was using an example. So I ended up doing it without the blade of a guillotine.
Right. Okay.
So what happened?
Oh, that worked.
It did work. Yeah. But then I realized what happened was the balloon wouldn't pop. You know, we can plan how to do what we want to do, mm-hmm. best laid plans, mm-hmm. and then the execution of it. I mean, mm-hmm. I mean the delivery of it. I don't mean actually execution, but the delivery.
No pun intended.
Oh, thanks a lot. Y'all, listen, I'm talking metaphorically, okay? So don't go do as I'm talking. Oh, but the truth be told was, it's amazing how something so big mm-hmm. could not pop a balloon. Why? Because the balloon was more powerful. Mm-hmm. The balloon in its own way was stronger. Mm-hmm. It was built better. It knew how to resist. It would pop around.
The air within it.
Yeah, it was so full of air. Mm-hmm. It knew what to do mm-hmm. to avoid. All right, we have to recognize Satan is our adversary, seeking whom we may whom he may devour. Melissa, he walks around as a roaring lion mm-hmm. seeking. Okay, well, think about whom he's trying to devour. Mm-hmm. All right. If we walk around and just allow a tiny little pin to let mm-hmm. the air out of us every time we turn around.
Oh my goodness. Every little poke. Right.
Because they're out there.
Right.
But the thing I discovered in doing an illustration one time, the Lord had me take a bungee cord. And you know how you can clip it like to your belt or whatever.
Yes.
So I picked a lady in the audience and she clipped it to her belt and I clipped it to mine. And I said, I want you to be as mean to me as you possibly can. Well, we all started giggling. We couldn't do it. We were laughing so hard. But the truth was, she kept going one way and I was corded. I was clipped mm-hmm. to her. Mm-hmm. So I'd go that way. She'd go another way. I was clipped to her. She'd go another way. I was attached to her. Mm-hmm. And I realized the Lord was trying to show me and show people, when you attach yourself to something, wherever they go, whatever they do, you're attached to it. Mm-hmm. So if you attach yourself to fear, don't be shocked when fear follows.
And where does it take you, Lindsay?
Into places I did not want to go.
Fear takes us into isolation.
Yes, and desolation
mm-hmm.
and desperation.
Mm-hmm.
It really
Despair.
Did me.
I mean, fear has, it is so crippling, right?
So what do you do? Just like when you unclip yourself mm-hmm. from that person who is mean, mm-hmm. or you, I'm not saying run away from them. That's not, the mm-hmm. Lord may, you may have to work with them every day. I don't know.
We need to not empower people to deflate us or to drag us around.
Take the pin out of their hand.
Yes.
You know, unclip yourself. Mm-hmm. Now that doesn't mean, like I had a job where I had to work with someone that I consider to this day one of the most unpleasant human souls I've ever worked with. And I tell you what, I don't want to be obnoxious about it, but my goodness, I dreaded going to work. I dreaded going to work with this person.
Isn't that amazing how much power we all have, like for an atmosphere?
You know what? He wasn't my
boss. Just one person out of like how many? Hundreds, probably. You know what I mean?
And I gave him power. Mm. When I was in law school, there was a guy that came up to me and he said, all women should be out of law school. I hope you get weeded out of here because all women should be barefoot and pregnant. Now, here's the thing. I couldn't get pregnant.
You're saying that to us with our seven daughters?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
Who knew back then? We'd have all these girls.
But the truth was, it was cruel in two different ways. Mm-hmm. I had just come from Florida and he had no idea in ice cold, stormy Oklahoma with snowstorms and ice how much I would rather be on the beach at that moment barefoot.
Right.
And the idea
instead of in pantyhose in college.
Exactly. And he said, and pregnant. I'd been told since 18 I would never be pregnant. And then he tossed in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Well, for heaven's sake, that may
our
be
staff
my...
staff doesn't even let us in the kitchen.
Nobody lets us in the kitchen. We tried to do Make Your Day Count in the kitchen, and it was melting chocolate. And they took it away from us.
Yeah,
it was so bad that it was, well, let's just say unidentifiable. And when it was all over,
nobody ate it.
We were making snowmen, little reindeer snowmen, melty things.
All I can picture are fingernails and chocolate.
My fake fingernail, my press-on, went right into the chocolate. It was, needless to say, it was terrible. And I looked up and said...
I forgive you. Because you ruined the biggest batch of chocolate.
I ruined the biggest batch of chocolate. And then I said, does anybody want to eat this? And everyone said... No. Huh.
Nobody ate that.
Nobody
How
ate
odd.
It. But I did put a disclaimer. If you guys find a fingernail in there, don't chew. It belongs to me. I'd like it back. So, you know, that's the way. It just his whole theology of what he thought I should be.
Right, right.
And I mean, I hadn't known that guy for maybe, I don't know, 27 seconds.
Right. But you did not allow, you didn't give him power.
At first I did, though.
Yeah.
But then I thought, wait a minute. God called me to be here. Mm-hmm. I've worked years and years to be here. Why would I listen to a total stranger?
Exactly.
Because he was seeking whom he may devour.
Exactly. I want you to camp out there for a second. Whenever we're pursuing what we know that we know that we know that God has called us to do, and someone comes along and tries to derail us or discourage us.
Yes.
It is so important to know our reason for being there, right?
Yes, and the thing, you're exactly right. The thing that got me was I knew what God said, and I was either going to obey
this divine direction to be there.
Yes, God directed my path, literally.
Yeah. So, but isn't that amazing how that can all happen, all the supernatural, and it just takes
one
person. Yep. Yeah. One little jab to make us start doubting everything.
Yes.
It's like, no, we can't do that.
And what was really funny was his motivation because, you know, a lot of things depend on...
GPA.
Yes.
Yeah.
So and we
smart
I was
ones
that
out.
Kid that had, you know, I was messing with the curve because my... You know, my straight A papers were affecting him. And instead of him saying, hey, I need to raise my level, what he was trying to do was intimidate me out of my God-given space. Mm. And so I, at first, I let it get to me. And then afterwards, I said, self, are you going to listen to man? Or are you going to listen to God? Well, I listen to God.
Yeah.
But the truth be told is there's always somebody going to try and pop your balloon, rain on your parade.
And the enemy uses people, and they don't even know they're a mouthpiece for, for to try and derail.
Because he wasn't the devil. He was a Christian.
Yeah.
But he was a Christian with a motive, and to be honest with you, it got me at first.
Yeah.
But fortunately, I let it in one ear and out the other, which is why I have to stick with forgive. You have to, you know, it wasn't
move
like
forward.
That was, you have to move forward. And when I was bungee tied to the example I was saying, when I was bungee tied to that, I was
you were
not
connected.
Going my way. I was connected, going everywhere the bad guy was going.
Sever that connection.
And I had to sever the connection.
And move in the direction God has called you. So
which segues us to
strong women know when to move on, Lindsay.
Yes.
You said no matter what season of life we're in, we are always on the winning team when we walk with God. Now, listen. We can be walking with God and not feel like we're winning. We can look at Paul's life and understand that.
Yeah.
Paul probably didn't feel like he was always winning, but he was always in the will of God.
Yes, and you
that's
know,
winning.
Who determines the score? You know, when people say, well, you're not supposed to prosper. You can't have a new car. What's the guideline of the old car? I mean, is it a 1974? Is it a 1982? Is it a 1993?
Yeah.
Who determines the guideline of God doesn't want you to have that new car? Okay, what's you know, by tomorrow or next year, it might not be a new car. Mm-hmm. So who gets that guideline? If you wait long enough and you don't think God wants me to have a new car, let me drive it 6 miles. It'll be a used car. I mean, who determines those guidelines? Well, that's the trouble of being moved by the world and not the word. And we go back to forgiveness. Some things are much, much, believe me, I've been there, much harder to forgive.
And let go of.
And let go of.
Yeah.
And I'm the kind of person that always wants to, well, I want to see them redeemed. And okay, but... I'm all for that. Mm-hmm. You pray for them, but you don't pray for the success of their disasters. Mm-hmm. You don't pray for the success of their ability to damage you or mm-hmm. anybody else coming down the road. You pray, what I always pray, is for the eyes of their understanding to be enlightened. Mm-hmm. But if you are told by God to move on, mm-hmm. like maybe you're the one that's going to have to leave the job. Mm-hmm. Well, God's not going to just rain on your parade. Mm-hmm. God's going to give you better.
Well, and I think even moving on can not only be a physical uh-huh. move, but like an emotional move. Yeah. Do you know what I mean,
I'm over
Lindsay?
That. Yeah. I'm over your attack. I'm yeah. over it.
Yes. Like yeah. I'm going to move on from that. I'm looking ahead and I'm not looking in my rearview mirror. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
Because what's behind is behind. And now I'm looking down the road, looking at the future and moving towards what God's called me to do.
God told me one time for me to move forward, I had to work with a person, and it was a young lady. She was not old enough to be that mean, I didn't think. Surprise, surprise. Actually, she was.
Oh, gosh.
And technically, I was, you know, in a sense, I was her boss. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Sometimes when you are someone else's boss, they can't wait to climb the ladder mm-hmm. and use the claws against you. Mm-hmm. And I was experiencing this. Mm-hmm. I think she was young and ambitious, and I was older, and I was a little more experienced. I mm-hmm. had more credentials, so to speak. And I'm telling you what, I could not handle it. It would give me the most frustration you couldn't imagine. I couldn't work. I wasn't doing my job properly. And the Lord spoke to me clear as a bell. And he said, why are you worried about her? And I'm like, well, she did that. Yeah. The Lord said, no, no, no. Why are you worried about her as a person? I said, what do you mean? He said, you don't wrestle flesh mm-hmm. and blood, powers, principalities, and rulers mm-hmm. of darkness. He said, take authority of the spirit
right.
coming behind her to cause her to behave this way. And she may use it on everybody else, but believe that it will be null and void mm-hmm. against you. And mm-hmm. I prayed that.
Yes.
You may use that on somebody else, but you are not going to come against me with right. that evil spirit. Do you know she never bothered me mm-hmm. again?
I kind of get frustrated with myself when yeah. I forget to pray that.
Yeah.
Like you kind of get so like,
wrapped up
such
in
an
it.
Affront and you're yeah. like, oh, you've got to take care of it. And it's like, no, this is a spiritual battle.
Yeah. It was a spiritual battle.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm like, Lord, let me be a little quicker in my, you know,
obedience.
Running to, yeah. quicker to just do the right thing, which is realizing that it's not flesh and blood,
no.
that it's principalities and powers, and that walking in the spiritual authority, I was going to say strong women walk yeah. in the spiritual authority that was given to us yes. in Genesis. You know
yes,
what I mean?
And I wasn't.
Yeah.
I was walking in.
Well, it's easy
to
when it just happens. But you know, don't you think, Lindsay, the older we get and the more we've been doing this, and it doesn't yeah. even have to be calendar years, that you become more aware. I think it's the more
spiritually mature.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. The more we spend time in the presence of the Lord,
yeah.
the more we spend time in His Word. And this isn't just because, I mean, I know ladies and people who have been in church for their whole lives,
yeah.
but it doesn't seem like they're very kind,
spiritually mature. It's true.
But I do find that it's like things like that. It's like if we're really seeking the Lord and asking Him to like direct our paths for this day.
Yeah.
So when things come up, it is a little easier to like, see things for what they are. You know,
I didn't have to return evil with evil. I didn't mm-hmm. have to be mean. The mm-hmm. funny thing was when I said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over this attack, no mm-hmm. matter who it's coming from. I don't see it as a person attacking me. I see it as the devil using a person. Mm-hmm. I take authority over it. No matter what happens to somebody else, it's null and void against me. Mm-hmm. Melissa, I got promoted.
Mm-hmm.
I even got out of that office area. Mm-hmm. And I was in my 20s. I was still a kid myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but
my
I
gosh.
Got
don't
promoted
you look
back to be
think-
away from somebody.
Yes.
And I that, look back on okay. that and say, well, yay.
So one
it
of your
moving forward.
Yeah. So one, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, no.
One of your summary questions says, often some of the best things in life are waiting for us after we've left something behind.
Yes.
So you said the strong godly women I've observed develop a sense of when to stay and when to move on. And it's a sensitivity to God's timing and not moving on offended, Lindsay. I think
yes.
that's important. Not moving
go.
On because I was victimized.
Yeah.
Not moving on because they were mean. Moving on because the path in front of me is what God has called me to do and to where He's called me to be.
There's a show, you know, Reba McEntire, and
yes.
I just love Reba McEntire. I love watching her.
A fun
I
show.
Love listening to her. I love listening to her
Reba.
Sing. She is darling, right here from Oklahoma. And as I followed her career, I've been here in Oklahoma a long time, so mm-hmm. I've been able to see her career mm-hmm. grow. And the funny thing was, she did this show called Reba. And I don't even remember a whole lot about the show.
Right,
I mean,
right.
about this particular episode. Mm-hmm. But there was something hysterically funny in it that had such a point that it has never left me. And my kids remind me of it.
That's so funny.
And her son-in-law, Van,
yes.
said, "Reba, I've got one word for you. Let it go." And she said, "Van, that's three words." He said, "Not the way I say it. Let it go." And my kids will come up to me and go, "Mom, yeah, let it go. Let it go."
Who knew
Drop
what a
it.
Famous song that would become,
yeah,
right?
No kidding, right?
Movies. And,
exactly.
Yeah.
And I had to learn to let things go mm-hmm. because even though I might have been right or mm-hmm. wounded, mm-hmm. it was keeping me from moving forward. Mm-hmm. So by detaching the bungee cord
yes,
in the spirit.
That's such a great visual, Lindsay.
Isn't that a visual? Mm-hmm. It's got a hook on each end mm-hmm. and you can hold on to it. Or mm-hmm. if you unhook it from yourself,
right.
you're not responsible for what the other person's going to go do
you
or who they're
going
to
take away the power.
I took away their power mm-hmm. to drag me around. Mm-hmm. I let it go. Mm-hmm. I want to encourage people to unhook the bungee cord.
Yes.
And I'm not saying physically. I'm saying spiritually. If there's, mm-hmm. I'm not saying you have to leave somebody or leave your job
right,
or whatever.
Right.
I'm
but
saying you have to
empowering.
Listen to the Lord.
Yeah.
Yes. But take away their power.
Yeah.
And how do you do that? Oh, well, I deflate you. I defeat. No, mm-mm. none of that. Or I can yell louder than you. No. Then yeah. they can might yell back louder. But my point was to allow the Holy Spirit through the Word of God to disengage the battle in the spirit. And wow, was I ever shocked how fast disengaging it in the spirit, how fast it moved me forward in the natural.
That's amazing.
So
that's
I want you to consider that. And that is, let's see, that's
chapter
12.
That
chapter
was 12 13. And 13 that we just talked about. Forgiveness. Okay, and the moving on. Okay, now this is, I love this chapter. Ready?
Yep.
Strong women bounce back. So no matter what you're dealt, you have the yep. power to bounce back.
You know, the quote I use here is when you're feeling the sting of a setback, we do feel the sting, mm-hmm. not just when you're feeling a setback. Mm-hmm. When you're feeling the sting of a setback, mm-hmm. God is preparing you for your comeback. That quote was from Tim Story.
Of course.
We both mm-hmm. have known Tim Story since he was like a baby. My father-in-law used to call
him.
We were all babies together. Oral used to call him little Timmy Story.
I love
because
it.
Because he loved him dearly. And Tim Story, mm-hmm. is one of the most encouraging people you'll ever know in your life.
He's amazing. Yeah, he does a great job.
He does. I've encouraged
him. Motivational speaker.
Yeah. The Aspire Tour, mm-hmm. just really, really amazing things.
It's what's funny is his audience is so female.
Yeah.
But you know what? He's really close to his mom.
His mom.
He has such a respect for his mom. I was thinking that the other day when I was like, you have amassed a huge female audience. And it yeah. is huge. It's huge. He's on OWN, right?
Yep.
And so, but he does all his...
At least I think he's still, I think it is.
Yeah,
but you know, one of the things he does is in the airports, if you go in the airport and you look up at like the board that tells you what to do and where to go, you'll see Tim up
motivating us.
Motivating
encouraging
us to get there.
And always peppering the word of God through everything.
Yes. And because of that, he sits and tells you about not focusing on the setback mm-hmm. or the sting of the setback, mm-hmm. but switching mm-hmm. and focusing on the comeback.
Mm-hmm. Letting go of what's in the past and push forward to what's needed to get you where you want to go.
And if we sit back in our setback mm-hmm. and God wants us to bounce back mm-hmm. and bounce so high, it bounces into our comeback. And it's amazing, but we're so busy honoring the pain of the past.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I've had some pain in the past. Mm-hmm. And there are days when I actually want to honor it because mm-hmm. I don't even know why. But sometimes mm-hmm. reveling in the pain of the past makes me feel warm and fuzzy sometimes. Mm. There are people in my past that I'm. It's so painful that they're not here right now. Mm-hmm. I know you're going through that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the pain of the past is real. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if you let it go, you think you're letting go of their memory mm-hmm. or letting go of something that you can never recapture in your memories that are good.
Right.
But the truth is, if that is the situation, can we not maybe miss focusing on what God wants to do as our comeback? Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think you've written this in here, Lindsay. There will be times when we have to assess and evaluate and determine just what we should hold on to and what we need to let go of. And I think an internal inventory, if you will, or a mental assessment of, you know, what are we holding on to that we need to let go of?
Yes.
Where are we camping out? Is it an unhealthy place?
Yes.
Is it a place? And even if it's not something that is necessarily a negative, but is it where do we, are we camping out in a place that's going to move us forward to what we need to accomplish?
You know, when you go to those rest stops or roadside stops, or you go to a campground, mm-hmm. usually it's a stop along the way of mm-hmm. your forward destination. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if you stay there forever, sometimes the provision wears out.
And well, that would be kind of weird.
It would be just plain kind of weird. One thing I wrote in here is about lighten the load, mm-hmm. lighten the mm-hmm. load. I didn't tell this story. I probably should have, but now it's too late to withdraw from what I'm about to say. One of my first trips with Richard overseas, between us, we had like, I think, 6 giant bags of luggage. And it seemed reasonable at the time because we were in several countries.
And different.
Several climates.
Mm-hmm. And walking around is different than like being on stage.
You know, walking in my tennis shoes, that's a whole different world than having to wear something that's more ministry oriented mm-hmm, or something mm-hmm, like that. Mm-hmm. So we looked at each other and we had it divided and we couldn't find anybody anywhere to help us carry it. We had these gigantic suitcases. We were overseas and they had just opened the luggage. And what I didn't realize, ding, 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 Lindsay, think, that they didn't lock it tight.
Oh,
I didn't
Lindsay.
Check it. And it was those flip kind of locks, not a zippery lock.
Yes.
So Richard and I were hauling all this luggage.
Oh, no.
And we had it in those little Well, you can get whatever you want. But Lindsay, don't get the rollers that have 3 wheels. Get the ones that have 4 wheels.
Oh, no.
Because then the front doesn't flip the way I had just done.
Yeah.
I thought, they're all the same. And some guy at the airport was saying, don't use that one. Don't use that. Well, it's the only available one. And he was like, don't use that one. Well, the reason he was telling me not to use it is people were flipping it over.
Oh.
So, of course, that's the one. It's convenient. I'll use it, right? Sure enough, I put the luggage on and we went down the first bump.
Oh, no.
It flipped 5 suitcases over and they unloaded in the street, no less.
Oh, Lindsay.
And I am just sitting there saying, self, lighten the load.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized the next time, I'd been back to those countries several times, and I realized each time I went,
less
I would go with
less.
A lighter load.
Yes.
I could figure out a way to streamline
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it didn't mean that the climate hadn't changed, but I changed.
Right. Isn't that just like a metaphor for life?
Yes.
All the stuff and all the things we think we need are so inconsequential for what our purpose is.
Yes.
And for where we're really going and what we're trying to accomplish.
I learned how to get the right kind of carrier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing you push cart thing.
Right.
I learned how to streamline the load.
Mm-hmm.
I learned how to layer,
mm-hmm.
put 6 sweaters on and then unload it as you go to a lighter climate.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I learned something, I realized, really, spiritually speaking,
mm-hmm.
you can get so bogged down
mm-hmm.
that you miss the main purpose.
Yeah.
And that's life.
Right.
Go forward.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look back unless God is telling you to look back.
Right, right.
Don't go back if it is keeping you from going forward and God is saying to you, stop that.
Mm-hmm.
And lighten the load of even self-criticism, mm-hmm. self-doubt, worry, fear,
right.
torment. Because in the book I talk about mental real estate, and I've said this before, I'm not talking about mental illness, mental wellness.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I'm talking about. Mental real estate is your capacity to hold thoughts in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, sometimes my thoughts get so overloaded, I just don't want to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. My brain is like, I'm on overload. But truth be told, there's only so much space before you're on overload. Lighten
mm-hmm.
the load so there's enough space
mm-hmm.
for God to tell you where to go and what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I would lighten the load of myself, I might decrease.
Mm-hmm.
Why? So he can increase.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I believe that's a really good thing. Forgive somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Lighten the load.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe God will show you where to go and what to do.
I think that's great. I think that's a great stopping point. And we'll start next time
okay.
on our next one. But discoveryourtruestrength.com, choosing to thrive in the midst of life's challenges. Grab your copy at discoveryourstrength.com and join us as we go through this fabulous book. And listen, I can't wait for you to get it and do your strength finders, read your strength finders, and take the notes in the notes itself and really do some internal assessment.
I pray it's a blessing to you. I love to tell people my opinion of something. In my opinion.
However,
you're worth more than you think. And I thank you for joining us. Take those words with you all day long today. I believe you're worth more than you think. Start believing that for yourself. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on Entirely Unconventional. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Entirely Unconventional. If it impacted you, please consider leaving a review and giving it a 5-star rating. To order Lindsay's new book, Discover Your True Strength, visit discoveryourtruestrength.com. To connect with Lindsay on social media, you can find her at Lindsay Roberts Official. See you next week.